Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHOPE. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHOPE, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to sunny South Florida, the home of the Stanley Cup champions. Think about that. Two teams, Tampa Bay Lightning just beat the Sharks 8-1. Now they're playing the Stanley Cup champions. This is Death Valley.
It is Death Valley now. Used to be California. Now it's Florida. Two great teams, two teams that play similar game as far as how much pressure they put on and how hard they are to play against. And the fact that the guys love playing here for the other team. Florida loves being in Florida and Tampa loves being in Tampa. These are guys that play for a reason. Obviously it's a business, but at the same time, it's a great place to play. And it's as we know in San Jose, it's always a great place to play when you're winning.
It's always fun to win. There's no doubt about that. But the San Jose Sharks are coming off perhaps their most disappointing loss of the season. So let's put your coaching hat on again, Mr. Remenda. After games like this, we always used to say that we noticed when the Sharks were in winning streaks in the old days, Daryl Sutter would get snarlier and would get harder on the team. And it gets back to what Todd McClellan, another Sharks coach, used to say, that when you're winning, you start to see signs that the team is getting sick and you know it's going to happen and you got to try and stop it. So maybe that was part of Daryl's reasoning. And then when things were going badly, you could see the team starting to come out of it. So he was actually a lot more kind and gentle with the team. But how do you balance that? And if you're Ryan Warshawski during that 8-1 game and in the practice the next day, how do you handle it?
I was watching Dan Campbell, Detroit Lions head coach.
Great coach.
Great coach. After their last game where they had a big lead and they let it go, but they won the game. And after the game, he said, you know, there's a tendency when you're starting to win and you're winning a lot that you grade and evaluate your wins. And he said, hey, we got a big lead. We started perfect and we held on and we won the game. That's what matters. He said, I don't want to start grading this team on that because the bottom line is you got to win. But it shows you how hard it is to win in this league. He's talked about the NFL, which is the same thing you hear from coaches about the NHL. It's hard to win in this league. So from a coach's point of view, you pore over the video again. And you come out with all kinds of things. You can get into a situation where you're just filling pages and pages and pages of highlights that would show your team in a negative fashion. They did this and we didn't do that. They did this and we didn't do that. We didn't do this and we didn't do that. We didn't do that. But you have to balance that with, okay, let's get back to something. What can we take from this game that we can put into our next game that the guys will understand that they can control? Can't control how great Vasilevsky is.
And he was great.
And he'd be in the first period, Phil Esposito, you know, I talked about four saves, three of them grade A, high 10 bell chances. You can't control that. But you can control how tough you are in front of your goaltender, how hard you try to help your goaltender out. You can control your face-off situation where you've lost some coverage.
Didn't see much of it there.
Right. You also can control simplifying your game. So you get into that conversation with, okay, let's take three or four things that we want to make sure that we have in our next game. Three or four things that we've already done that is already part of our identity. And Ryan Warshawski talked to you today, and I know the number one thing he talked about was compete. The compete level has to be higher. Because one thing that we saw with Tampa, and we see it when we watch the Florida Panthers, is they are very, very good. Yes. Very, very talented. Yes. Damn, they work hard. They are a hard team to play against. You and Jason Nimmer has talked about it today when we were just talking about with Ryan Warshawski. That Cirelli, up 8-1, blocks the shots 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, Glenn Denning, too.
Glenn Denning as well. you know, getting in shooting lanes, things like that. It's hard to win. So that's what the message you try to send to your guys is, that the last game was hard to accept as a professional athlete, as a player, as a San Jose Shark. It's hard to accept that you guys will go out and play that type of game. So this game, these are the three things that we're going to work on, but the number one thing is mentally in your head, compete.
Well, they're going to have to do it against this team because of the way that they play. As we know, Florida is deadly on the power play, so that's going to be a problem. They don't care if they're down a little bit in the game. It doesn't bother them. And they are a great team. They are the defending Stanley Cup champions, by the way. But they are a great team where the regular season matters, and they don't get bored with the season either, by the looks of it.
Yeah, and I think that goes to, well, when you listen to Paul Maurice, it goes to a couple of guys. And, we've been talking a lot, Ryan Warsawski, you're looking for those alpha dogs in your room. And one of your favorite players in the league, and you've been talking about him for as long as I can remember, is Barkov. Mm-hmm. Barkov is the guy. He is the man. Yes, Matthew Tkachuk has come in here and been Matthew Tkachuk. And I can go on about him. But Barkov is the guy, when you listen to Paul Maurice, that is the man when it comes to holding players to a level of performance. Joe Thornton, delivers it different because he's a different person. But you have to have that one guy in your room.
He's more like Kopitar in a way for me. You know why? Because when he walks into that room, I remember he was just a rookie. And I saw him walk into the room, and the first thing I said is, my God, this kid's big. He's huge. But then the other thing is, my God, he's chiseled. And then the third thing I said is, my God, he's walking around like he owns this place.
Yeah, and he did, even at that stage, and now he really does. But Paul Maurice talked about it last year, talking about training camp and Barkov making sure there was nobody lagging behind. He's one of those guys that brings everybody up by his example, but also by his presence. So I think that's why they're not bored, as we talked about during the regular season. They are trying to prove a point that they are still the champions.
And the Sharks have something to prove to themselves tonight. They go with Mackenzie Blackwood in the Nets. We had that conversation in our check-in. I thought he might come back with Vanecek for the simple reason that he was going to show him that he really got your back, no problem. But I think that conversation happened on the bench. And I asked him about it. It'll be on the coach's chalkboard show. He basically said I wanted to tell him that this was a team game, that it's not an individual game. And if he thinks that the message was there and everything is fine. Blackwood, of course, would love to get back in the saddle and get a win against the Stanley Cup champs. A lot of reasoning behind that. That's much bigger than one single game. And then beyond that, you've got two more games on the road trip for the goaltending decision. Now, the other one is Will Smith is out. And he got hit in the first period. And, yes, in fact, I was trying to remember who it was, but, yes, it was Cirelli. And he wasn't the same after that. And I saw him at practice yesterday. He wasn't on the ice. And I said, uh-oh, what's going on here? I said, this is not load management. Yeah. Something's going on here. The other thing is we saw for the first time in that game, given the score was so outlandishly against the Sharks, that the coaching staff load managed Celebrini during the game. And not sitting him out for a game, but they managed his load the last half of the third period, basically. He didn't play. And that's partly because this team has gone through time zones. They've been playing a lot of hockey. They're the first team in the NHL to hit 30 games tonight. Yeah. And for an 18-year-old, I don't care how good he is, that's hard.
Yeah, and also, to be honest, he wasn't that great.
No. That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, exactly. I used to think the saying, he's trying to do too much, was a dumb saying. That was a perfect example of a guy trying to do too much. And so it was, again, not by lack of want or hustle, is by trying to just do everything instead of just doing the thing that you need to do.
Well, with Will Smith out tonight and Celebrini still in, that means there is a change or two to be made. We'd already told you about Blackwood being in goal. Jack Thompson will sit out. Henry Thrun gets back in. So Thompson's in the classroom tonight upstairs. And Ethan Cardwell is a guy to watch because he's going to be on that line with Mikael Granlund and Clean Costin. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how he handles this additional responsibility. We know mentally he can handle it. He'll be relied on the PK. And it is going to be awfully fascinating. We're on the air at 2:30 in the afternoon Pacific time for the slightly earlier game. Jason Demers and I will be there with the broadcast for you, and we can't wait to see you on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.